Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jallo. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West,
All righty, welcome to the second hour of Point West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio, the way it should be heard. The call-in number, and you can call in, my head researcher is trying to call in, that's Trent, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Go ahead, the phone lines are now open. I got the people ready. 1-877-932-9766. Go ahead, Mr. Trent, you can call in, and it'll get you on here. And you have a question for Dr. Randy Short, who was our featured guest. Go ahead, Dr. Short. Go ahead. Continue, my brother.
In that video about vaccinations, and people need to understand that there are good vaccinations, and there are also bad ones. Okay? And he was making reference to the fact that there are many people he suspects who've been testing positive for corona were people that had flu shots.
Yes.
And the question is we don't know what goes in the vaccines, and you can't really sue. This is what I said last week. Of course, you know I don't care about black people. Who do you think is going to get the worst vaccines when they vaccinate people?
Black folks.
Who? Okay. So why would you, if you cared, whatever your party affiliation is, why would you want people to inject unsafe things into your people? There was a black man from the CDC that either was murdered or drowned in the Chattahoochee River
Chattahoochee,
in Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who said that the flu shots were designed to kill black people. And then he was all of a sudden he's gone. And he was warning, don't take the shots, don't take the shots. This guy had risen high up in the CDC.
Yeah.
The same people that made the Tuskegee syphilis experiments.
Thank you.
Who let black women die from pellagra the tens of thousands.
But that wasn't real, was it?
other things that they have been behind that have been done to black people. And this guy rises to the top, and he can no longer keep it in, and he tells, and he's dead.
And that wasn't
and now,
real,
years,
was it?
two years later, all of a sudden, we've got all this death all over.
All over. Yeah, H1N1 and all that.
Could it be? I mean, did you hear that the Catholic Church just said they're against any vaccination that would have aborted baby fetal tissue in it? Do you know that they have aborted baby tissue in vaccines? Do you understand that you can have an autoimmune response? You can destroy your immunity if you put another person's cells inside of you? So the church said, we'll be against it. You can't have any aborted baby cells in the vaccines.
Yeah.
That's been largely ignored. I mean, so it's a common practice. What else is in these things that they inject people with?
Hang on, Dr. Short. We got a caller here. Hang on. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Dr. Randy Short. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Short, first of all, you are dead on point, and I'm glad somebody's actually talking about this. My question is, you hear about the treatment, and they're putting people on ventilators. Could you speak to about using, I think it's called CPAC and BPAC, along with oxygen, because of what the invasiveness of the rest of the ventilators do once these people are already in a traumatic state. Thank you.
Yeah, don't go away, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Short.
I'm not a doctor, and I don't drive outside my lane. But my brother had a tracheectomy, and my brother died of pneumonia in 2015.
Okay.
And I believe that's because of an infection of having the inner tubal things put inside of him. Are
Correct.
You hearing me?
Yeah.
So there are problems with all kinds of things. Once you cut in, you can obstruct, you can cause trauma or so forth. And also, even the way that they lay people, instead of putting them upright, they
yep.
have them lay flat. There's
right.
so much to that. When, with all due respect, why not give them the medication so they do not contract this
correct
disease? Why do we, you know, that they had a protocol in the country where you have to get corona before you can get medication to fight corona.
Right.
That's insane. They mm-hmm. they will give you a vaccination in case you might get it. That's in advance of you having it. Why couldn't you have hydroxychloroquine or the other drugs before you get it?
Right.
It's as if they're literally putting people, you have to basically be facing death before they'll let you have medication that could save your life.
Right.
Why would they do that?
Correct.
There are thousands of doctors, and why won't they talk? The same thing happened with Ebola, Brother West. Only one doctor was with me to say, stop killing black folks with this Ebola. All the other people hid. So, Brother, I don't know exactly, other than I would say this. Why are people so quick to do invasive surgeries in the first place in America?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't nutrition... Why can't preventative medicine be used? And I suspect the reason is preventative medicine doesn't make the same money. On top of that, there are people I believe that are false positives for corona that have other conditions who get infections in these hospitals that end up getting sicker for having gone there. On top of that, these hospitals and the states are all trying to get paid off of this bailout, which means they've incentivized corona deaths. The more corona deaths, the more money they get compensated.
Exactly. Exactly.
So they've made it a money thing. And therefore, and these doctors, a lot of times they do what they know. But in reality, you know, you've got to have airflow. You have to be able to breathe.
Thank
and
you.
Again,
Thank
you've got
you.
To have circulation. If one thing isn't working, or if there's a possibility to prevent people from getting this problem, why can't we prevent the obstruction of the airwaves by this weaponized virus?
Dr. Short, I'm looking at what you sent me right here concerning Ebola. A man made the complete interview, which was, by the way, on YouTube. I mean, it's right here. You're sending me all this information that is verified, and I believe I'm going to put that out. But that is the main thing that I try to stress on this show. If you're going to make a statement, then make sure that you can back that statement up. Now, people don't have to believe it, but at least do your due diligence and research it. Now, the person on the phone, Dr. Short, I have to admit, because I have to be truthful about it, is my head researcher, Brother Trent McMurray. He's my head researcher, but we never discuss what he's going to say or what he's going to ask or, mm-hmm. or whatever. I let it go raw because it's not scripted. You know, we have to come raw or don't come at all. Don't come at all.
Right.
Brother Trent, thank yeah. you for calling in. Did you have other that you want to share with Dr. Short before we move on?
Yes, I do have one question, Dr. Short. Everybody knows that Fauci and Bill Gates are in bed together.
Right.
And if you know, could you talk about how Bill Gates' foundation and what they literally did on the continent of Africa with sterilizing almost 500,000 women and children, giving them this vaccine that he called that literally gave half of the population autism. And then how the country kicked out the Bill Gates Foundation out of the country, and it was never talked about in the media.
What country was this, Trent?
Africa.
It's India.
India.
India. He hasn't been kicked out of Africa. The corrupt African leaders, and yes, I'm gonna bash some more black folk, these sellout, no good black leaders are willing to take money like they did for Ebola and allow them to kill the poor people in their country.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to just share this with you. Many years ago, a group that I'm affiliated with called the Rebecca Project for Justice, which fights for the rights of black women, as much as I hate black people. Laugh. We confronted the Congressional Black Caucus and begged them to stop non-consensual human experimentation in Africa. Yes. And black people. The Congressional Black Caucus, this was in 2012. Well, in 8 years, no response. Just stop killing us. Stop doing this to us, please. Sound like I hate black people.
What happened to Jim Clyburn and Maxine Waters and all them?
Right. I told you, I went to Maxine Waters' office because Bill Gates owns money, has investments in Pfizer. And by the way, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton pushed the most dangerous cancer-causing drug on black women all south of the Sahara in Africa called Depo-Provera.
Yes.
This is what Obama did, okay, and Hillary Clinton did, and Susan Rice did.
But he's black. Obama's black.
And they're all Democrats, and they all love and speak nice and sweet and pretty. Our ignorant, gullible, obese, silly black folk like them because they play them. So let me share with you. We went to Maxine Waters, and I have the email. I'll send it to you, Brother Bobby.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
And we asked them, don't let them give stuff that causes cancer and sterility to black women. And we were told they weren't interested. Bye.
No,
and
come
on,
man.
We went to Karen Bass, and we asked people, why let them do this to us? Because you know what? The CDC gets funded by Pfizer and Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
The black leadership of this country is in the pockets of the very people killing us.
Come on, Dr. Short. They're
sure
in the they pockets.
And this is why you don't hear anybody. You don't hear Cedric Richmond down in New Orleans saying nothing for the people dying down.
You mean they're compromised by money?
I bet you Cedric Richmond got a donation from one of these pharmaceutical corporations.
Wait a minute, he's from New Orleans, isn't he?
Yep, but this keeps happening, right? These are people who are in the positions of power, they could say something. They don't. They won't. And their biggest nightmare are people like me who don't give a damn about emotional black people. We go for the jugular on sellout black folks in leadership.
Wow.
And we keep doing it. We don't care how much trauma it causes to weak, feeble-minded black folks who aren't fighting for their own rights and think doing more of the same that's taking us in the direction of being wiped out as a group, that's going to save us. By the way, Ben Carson and them don't talk like this. But you know what? These people hear a label and they can't think. God help them.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Trent. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you for your question. Remember, we didn't rehearse that, my brother. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. It's called All in Our Family with, how I almost called her, Doctor, with S. Yolanda Robinson. Now, if you have not heard this program, it is exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and she covers a variety of subjects, different people, sports, law, everything. She covers it, and you get an in-depth look at what's going on, and in particular, what could be relevant to the black community, if you will. But all that is on that program, and all you have to do is go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage and click on programs, and there's a list of all the programs that Talktainment Radio has. All you have to do is just give it a sample, see if you like it or if you don't like it. That's all you have to do. You know, research it, please. Anyway, all that exclusive from talktainmentradio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. The phone lines are open for Dr. Short, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com. Daryl, I got your Gmail that I'm going to read after Dr. Short finishes his statement. Dr. Short, go ahead, continue, please, sir. Dr. Short?
We're in a position, even at this moment of opportunity, if we recognize we're facing the brink of our people really having a catastrophe, we need to come together and very quickly. I mean, come together in a real way, not behind one party or the other, but come together behind principles that we want to survive. And can't save everybody. And in a sense, maybe, in a very ugly way, Mother Nature has a way of cherry-picking people out of the pack. If some folks don't wake up, like we've been, I know this stuff is out here. There are ways that people can preserve their lives, then we better move on it. Better get busy. Folks don't care. I don't think anybody cares about our people except for God in heaven. And we need to be connected. In fact, a lot of folks walk around thinking that they're gods.
Okay.
Foolish way to go through life. If you're God, then cure yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
God, create your own economy. Liberate yourself. Take out your enemies.
Yeah.
Or shut up.
All right. Let's do this. Daryl, I'm going to get to your question, but we got a telephone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Dr. Randy Short. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Mr. Bobby?
Hey.
Dr. Short, this is Brother Muko from Baltimore.
Hey, Brother Muko. Yes, sir.
Dr. Short, you have always been a tower of information for years. I learned a lot from you and Darren Muhammad. And I wanted to mention two things real quick. I have a best friend, who has been diagnosed with coronavirus, so supposedly.
Yeah.
No symptoms at all. None, and it's been about a month now. And the directions that the doctor gave him were just so backwards. You know, they told him to quarantine himself until he gets his test results.
I can't hear you clearly.
Wait a minute. Brother Muko, something happened. I don't know
I'm,
if...
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You hear
go
me
ahead.
Better now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
To quarantine himself for a total of 3 weeks, and then said he can go back to work. But he could not go around his family until a week after he went back to work. And that seems strange. Another thing that seems strange is on his paperwork, on the top portion of it, it said that it was undetectable. And then the bottom portion, it said that he was positive. So I feel like it's a lot of funny business going on with this coronavirus stuff.
Hospitals have funding problems. Hospitals, in particular, if it's a public hospital, funding problems. And they always need money. And it's all about money. It is not about health. What I would strongly advise you to do for your friend, I've been saying the same thing, and I'm not saying anything to you that I'm not doing myself.
Absolutely.
I used some hydroxychloroquine. I got my zinc tablets. They'll be here in a day or so, and my selenium. I'm taking vitamins, and I'm staying away from folks, but I will say this again. The hydroxychloroquine, certain doctors and certain research says that it's a prophylaxis. You won't even get it if you have a hydroxychloroquine in your system. Other people say if it gets in your system, it prevents It impacts the protein layer that prevents the receptors from connecting to cells. Therefore, your body develops immunity to it. If your friend is not rich, if he has Medicaid or Medicare, it's a very cheap drug.
Okay.
If he knows a doctor, he should get himself some. I'm on the one thing I can't say good. I got that Obamacare. Mine was free, like the phone.
Absolutely.
I got mine. Get
Absolutely.
Yours. Get everybody some. This drug, the FDA just yesterday allowed doctors to prescribe it to anyone that wants it. Tell him to demand it. Find someone. Get himself some. And don't abuse it. If he wants his doctor, you call me. Send me an email, wrandyshort@gmail.com. I'll put you in touch with a doctor that's supervising my use. It's very simple. Get a low dose yes. of hydroxychloroquine. You take it 3 days, one tablet, that's it.
Okay.
A week later,
Absolutely.
Take one. I took mine Sunday. I don't need to take another one for 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
That means like once a month you take one. It keeps you safe.
Okay.
It works. It works. It's saving lives, but these people want the panic. They want the death. They want the fear. And
Absolutely.
Particularly they want it in the black community because the black community is a canary in the coal mine. And, of course, nobody wants to be like black people. So if you see all the black people dying, the white folks say, I ain't going to be no N-I-G-G-E-R. I'm going to take the shot. We have to prevent this from happening.
All right. Brother Mook, before I get, I'll let you go, how's that care unit in Baltimore? How's that doing?
The care unit is definitely flourishing in Baltimore. We got a Black Baltimore think tank also.
Good.
So we're doing things here. I also wanted to mention to Dr. Randy Shore, I know you have a vast knowledge, but we have the shot spotters in Baltimore, and they operate off a 5G network, and they're all through our neighborhoods. I posted a YouTube video taking EMF measurements of these things that are off the meters, and you know, we're not getting any answers here. They're throwing all these poles up during the quarantine.
Y'all need to get those taken down, but I'll say this. Are there any on West Baltimore Street over by the hospitals and the senior places?
No, absolutely. They're everywhere.
Let me tell you something. And look, I got something that was like corona when I was in Baltimore most of last year. I had respiratory problems and everything you hear for Cora, I had. There were towers, there were cell phone towers all up and down West Baltimore Street, just off of MLK Boulevard.
Yep.
And I was sick for 4, 5, 6 weeks, like I ain't never been sick before. And when I talk to people, I hear all over, people were sick in the month of November or December, the worst cold they ever had.
Right.
I believe that this 5G, I'm going to take this man at his word, that if these waves are touching or impacting our body, if we haven't been given, the public hasn't been given a full explanation of what this does, and we know 1G does something, 2G does something, 3G does something, well, what does 5G do? And if 5G impacts our bodies, we don't need it.
Absolutely.
There are people that are saying that it does. If you even try to talk about 5G anywhere, they'll take you off.
Yes.
And I need to mention to you that Gates and Zuckerberg are friends, probably family members. And so the ways for the people, the masses of people to communicate with each other and to share information is being shut down on all the platforms. There's something, too, why they won't let us talk to one another. It must be because if enough of us figure out what's going on, we're going to say no. And by the
Absolutely.
Way, brother, I'm going to be on Darren's show Saturday.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And so it's always good to hear from Baltimore. Please tell people that this hydroxychloroquine can work. People need to understand they have our people so programmed that if Trump said, I'm going to give $1 trillion to black farmers, people would say, no, don't take it. My thing is, I don't give a damn who he is. Take the damn money.
Absolutely.
There's an illogical, emotional brother. If Corona takes out the illogical thinking in our community, we'll be able to free ourselves.
All right. Hey, Brother Muko, go ahead.
And we are Facebook friends on Facebook, Dr. Randy Short. I did, for the audience real quick, I did post a YouTube video. All you have to do is type in Shot Spotters. It should pop up. And just look at
write
the video.
Write me over Messenger. They block me on Facebook. Each time I put up information about black people, they got mad when I started talking about the disparities of black people dying, and I was told that I was violating community standards, trying to alert black people to what was happening.
So they censured you.
I can't say anything until next month.
Okay.
And so, you know how much I can't stand black
people. All right. Okay. Got to move on. Okay.
Love you, Dr. Randy Short. Thank you, Mr. Bobby.
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Brother Muko. Brother Muko from Baltimore. Dr. Short, before we go to the break at the, what, got 3 minutes? Okay. Could you speak about, let's see here, I got it written down here, what Dr. Fauci told Trump in 2016, but it actually was 2017 about the impending pandemic. I was shocked when Dr. Batar spoke about that in his video. Can you speak to that just for a few moments, please?
I wasn't aware of it, but we've already said that Fauci and these other people make money off of death and eugenics, and it's a big hustle. The brother asked a question from your research group. You know that most of the people in the world that have polio right now got it from taking the vaccine of Bill Gates. That they've gone all over the world and sterilized and crippled and destroyed people in poor countries, and they think it's funny. They hate people, and they're using the ignorance of the dumbed-down masses, dumbed-down whites, dumbed-down browns, and dumbed-down blacks, and they're setting them up. And in particular, if you notice how the stories are written about the drugs, the solutions. If there's one problem with this hydroxychloroquine, they promote it, that you hear about it. If it's working, you don't. You get where I'm coming from? And I'll do
yes, sir.
When it's taken in tandem with some of the antibiotics late in the game, they will only tell you hydroxychloroquine fails, but don't tell you that certain antibiotics bother the heart. If you give that and hydroxychloroquine, you can have a heart problem. They're giving them the medicine anyway, which is killing them.
Yes.
You get where I'm coming from? So they get paid if the person lives or dies. When you could use doxycycline instead of this thing, forgive me, it's not amoxicillin, but it's another antibacterial antibiotic that kills.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on, Dr. Short. They give me the signal. I have to do it. I'm so sorry. Dr. Short. Talk to him at radio.com. We go where you go. Download the Talk to Him at radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Dr. Short finish what he just started here on Point West on Talk to Him at radio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lenco Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lenco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-372-89. You'll be glad you did.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill. Will.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
At TalktainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
All righty. Welcome back. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of this new show on TalkTainmentRadio.com called Point West. My featured guest is Dr. Randy Short. And you can call in if you'd like. Phone lines are open, 1-877-932-9766. Or you could Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y at gmail.com. And let me pause right here and say, hey, look, thanks for listening all over this country and all over this planet. And the reason why I say thanks is because nothing, as you can see, in this world can ever, we don't have the luxury to take anything for granted. So thanks for your listenership. Whether you agree or disagree, still, thanks for your listenership. Dr. Short, I have to read this Gmail because this brother, he has written into you. And so I'd like to go ahead on and read his Gmail. Then we can resume our conversation. And then, of course, you can answer his Gmail. He says that, Dr. Short, right now we're being bombarded with messages from black entertainers, athletes, civil rights people, and politicians urging us to stay at home, to social distance, and to wash our hands. In some cases, getting cussed out by them if we don't. They are telling us this is because they really care and are concerned, or because they're given a script to encourage us to accept being under house arrest for the next several weeks and months. Dr. Short, what are your thoughts about the white protesters in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania over the past week? And lastly, Dr. Short, I'd like to say this. I just finished watching Out of Shadows documentary on YouTube. I encourage everybody in the listening audience to watch it because it explains a lot about Hollywood and why it should be avoided at all costs. Dr. Short, can you speak on it as well as far as your observations? Thanks for taking my questions.
Okay. I've seen Out of the Shadows two or three times, and there's another book you should pick. It's called Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon. Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon. If you can't get the title, email Brother Bobby, and I'll send you the information. But it talks about Laurel Canyon and the CIA and the perversion and pedophilia and drugs, and it's all in Hollywood. It's awful. And the murders, suicides, human trafficking, you're 100% on. We need to understand that the media, going back to the Creel Commission, back in 1917, weaponized the entertainment world and the press world to get America on a war footing. This was for World War One. For World War Two, a lot of the people like Ronald Reagan and others were, they were in Hollywood. They didn't have to go to war. They were fighting the war against the minds of the people to get the people to do what the government said. And in that instance, you know, not a bad war on a certain level. Having said that, we know that these people are employees. These black entertainers and so forth, many of them, are basically Judas goats, because the same people telling us to socially distance are the same folks telling us the man is a woman is a man, that having sex with children is okay. I mean, whatever confused message that they could put out, they do. So we need to stop having entertainers. No other people have entertainers function as leaders. They're entertainers. Aretha Franklin's a great singer. She's no longer with us, but she's not a leader. We shouldn't accept that. And so but you know, a lot of this, again, I was talking about emotionalism.
Yeah.
As long as we are ruled by feelings instead of by facts and principles and ideas, we're at risk. And that includes if you're following the blindly one political party or the other. You really should be thinking, what's your best interest as a man and woman that happens to be black and proud of it? There's the only way that you can do that. So the other thing that – so what I think about the white folks protesting, it's mixed. On one level, they are correct that – they don't want to be vaccinated. They don't want their guns taken. They are losing their freedoms. Well, welcome to America. We've never had them on the level that they have. So this has to be a shock that they're being niggerized by this pandemic game that Fauci and the others have unloaded.
Okay.
Having said that, I do think if people could protest in different ways, like taking their money out of banks, going after certain politicians, having people have campaigns to divest in stock, to make companies. I mean, we should be calling for Fauci to be removed. We should be calling for anybody with a conflict of interest pushing for vaccinations to be moved. We should be calling for Dr. Barrick in North Carolina to be arrested. All the people who've been doing these, gain of purpose. Or gain of function, Chimera viruses should be arrested. Special powers, whatever. These people should be rounded up. So in my view, I believe that we haven't seen the end of this virus because it mutates very rapidly. A lot of these white folks, many of them are racist with their Confederate flags. They're going to run out there and breathe on each other, and they're going to get contaminated.
Okay.
And they're going to get sick.
All righty.
We need to really be careful because the pandemic is not real, but this weaponized virus is.
Yes.
You have to be able to separate the information that there's a very deadly, highly contagious virus that kills. And at the same time, this virus has not killed as many people as the flu. And my comment, every year up to 80 to 100,000 black folks die for want of proper medical care, even when they go to see doctors.
Right.
That means that every month, 6,500 to 7,000 or more black folks die because they're not getting proper medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going into our fifth month. 7 times 4 is 28,000. Have 28,000 black people died from corona? I don't think so. We have a bad health problem. We have a lot of folks that are overweight, a lot of people with diabetes, a lot of folks with cardiovascular problems, a lot of folks that like smoking, marijuana, and traditional tobacco. We have a lot of folks using drugs, drinking. We have a lot of people who don't exercise. We have a lot of health issues. We're disproportionately represented among the people with disabilities because of the work that we do.
Exactly.
We've had a health issue for a long time. And I'm going to say here, we used to have Black Health Month where the churches and everybody were teaching our people how to increase their lifespan by living healthy, eating healthy, doing things. We stopped doing this.
Yes.
We actually went from looking after our own health as a community to trusting people who hate our guts to feed us, to house us, to educate us.
Okay.
It's stupid.
All right. Got to do this because I got five things to do, and I got 16 minutes to do this. The first thing I'm going to do is take this call. Caller, you're on with Dr. Short. What is your question?
Hello. How you doing? My name is George.
Go ahead, George. You're on with Dr. Short. Go ahead.
How's it going? The death that you mentioned with the coronavirus, I've been doing research. Several other people has been doing research. And from what it looks like, it's not all death by corona.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much they're cooking the numbers.
Yes, yes.
By law, what it is that, see, if you check into a hospital and you have some kind of sickness, statistically, or by by the rules, they don't really have to mark it. They don't really have to check it. They can just say you dead by corona when you could be dead by something else. And they put their numbers and they log it in their book. And each death that occurs, each death that accumulates, those doctors get paid for it.
Yes. Where did you get that information from, brother? Do you know offhand? So we can research that.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of people, and with these hospitals, each death that comes in, they don't really have to mark it.
Okay.
That's okay. He died from pneumonia, or he died from this. They can just mark it as corona.
Okay.
And if you mark it as corona, and they died, each doctor, these doctors, whatever, that are responsible for the bodies, they get paid a lump sum of money.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I heard that too, my brother.
And that's why it's piling up.
Yes.
But really, it's not, the corona's not bothering us. And as the gentleman mentioned earlier, blacks, we do have a lot of health problems. But we're getting sick, but they're marking as corona, so the numbers aren't as bad as they say they are.
Right.
The numbers.
Right. And Dr. Batar spoke to that. That's why I was mentioning his documentary on YouTube. Dr. Shorey, you want to respond to the caller, what he just said? Have you heard anything like that about them cooking the books?
I know people in St. Louis, one of my colleagues, and she was sharing with me, that people that are going in are being told that they will only get help if they say that they go along with them saying that these people have corona.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not saying that this happens. This is what was reported to me. Okay, are you understanding where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir.
This is what's being said. I've already said this to you before, that these people are going to make their money off of this corona bailout. That means there is an incentive for people to say that they have corona.
The love of money.
And our people are dying, but we're dying every day.
Yes, sir.
And we have a pre-morbidity problem. We have a range of things that we need to address. And by the way, the only way that that's going to change, right, is for us to become very serious about life, about how we're going to treat one another, how we're going to help one another. You get where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir.
I think that the numbers of the people who are white that are dying are fully reported because they don't have the personnel to check all these homes.
Yes.
And if you saw that case up in, I believe, New Jersey, where the older people were rotting in the morgue and the people were billing, they were billing Social Security and everybody else. Well, these people were dead.
You were dead.
They had about 20 bodies.
Okay, all right.
Do you really think that these nursing homes are going to give up good-paying customers, whether they're dead or alive? I don't think so.
Go ahead, brother. I'm going to give you the last word. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, not to cut you off. Is there anything, the way we can start a petition to stop these 5G towers? Anytime, the way they put these towers up, they have to have on radioactive PPE. Then they put them out in the public. That's nothing but a code word. That's nothing but a code. Okay, this is the reason. Okay, we can get rid of blacks one way. We can use it. We can do it politically.
Sir, let me just cut through. The petitions aren't going to work. What people need to do is begin to call on folks to say, we will not, we refuse to have cell phone and cable carriers that use 5G. Call for boycott.
That
people
that's
will cancel.
Be hard.
They don't care about money.
I mean,
shut the money off. Get people to say, look, we're going to cancel. We're not going to go with anybody that has 5G. You got 4G, that's as far as you can go. If you put 5G, we will not. And on top of that, if we get a group of people to become shareholders and whoever it is pushing 5G, we need to crash their stocks. Tell people to sell off. Get out of their portfolio any corporation or company that's pushing 5G for people to divest that. Financially destroy these people.
Okay.
People can murder and kill each other.
Right.
But we don't go to war with racists that go to war with us.
Okay.
We'd rather nitpick.
Last word to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Last word. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Last word.
Yeah. I agree with what you said. All the busing and marching doesn't do a thing. We got to do the same thing we did during the civil rights. Got to get their pockets.
All right.
That's what's going to stop.
All right. Thank you, caller. And, hey, don't be a stranger. Thank you. Talk to him at radio.com. Blow it up here on Point West. Dr. Short, This is the third thing. The information about hydroxychloroquine that you also take. I just got a report here. A doctor shared with Sean Hannity about this hydroxychloroquine, and some of these words I'm difficult to pronounce. But anyway, they were just saying this, that after the doctor, they've done studies on this, this doctor who is not named here, said this, this is a result. The breathing was restored in 3 or 4 hours, zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, and zero intubations. Wow. That's something about hydroxychloroquine. All right, now, the question came in, said, can you please ask Dr. Short this? Could Dr. Short explain how a virus could jump 6 feet or more?
No, I'm not aware of viruses jumping. This is what people are saying, but they haven't produced any scientific research. It's what we've been told. You know what's amazing? People who come with information get called conspiracy theorists even when they document and back up. But when these globalists, these people that want to inject everyone with unsafe vaccines, whatever they say is true, it's like, I'm do as I say, not as I do.
Yes.
So when I tell you something, I'll prove it. They'll say something, and you just have to take their word. Let's remember, one of the characteristics of these white supremacists is that they have a God complex, and they act like they're Zeus on Mount Olympus, and whatever they say is so. Same folks will tell you that we're monkeys who learn how to wear clothes. We need to stop trusting them. Trust God, and don't trust fools. Don't trust emotionalism. Go with the basis of information. There's no virus I've ever heard that jumps and does all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
This is what they say.
This is what they say. Let me say this concerning white supremacy. I host a show with Neely Fuller, and one of the things that he said back in 1971, he said, if you do not understand white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything that you think will only confuse you. Break that down. Okay, this just in, but I can't verify this, but this just came in. The Ohio Doctors Association has told all doctors to write on death certificates, if it is a respiratory death related, mark it as corona. Now, I can't verify that information, but it just came in to me. The Ohio Doctors Association has told all doctors to write on death certificates, if it is a respiratory death related, mark it as corona. So as the brother that called in just before said that they're cooking the books, folks, this is no lie. And I put air quotes around that. They are actually doing this to scare you into all this kind of stuff. A man-made virus, yes. Death, yes. That's called collateral damage. But the bottom line is what the Bible says. The love of money is the root of all evil. Dr. Shore, in the remaining a minute that we have, because this is also important, this is the fourth thing, we got to get you some money for the research that you do and the associations that you are with. I know I've done this myself. You know, I use Cash App, but there are several other things that we can do to do that. And also, I need you to speak about your book. Go ahead, Dr. Short.
I'll go fast. My book is on hold. It's called Slavery's Mastery. I don't even know if my publisher as well. I haven't been able to reach them for several weeks. So I hope they're not sick. The coronavirus knocked us out of book tours and everything. But it's basically my university dissertation that covers the history of racism, slavery, and it's a sociobiographical study of the life of one of the great black men of the 19th century, William Henry Shepherd.
William Henry Shepherd, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Genocide in the Congo. And that's for me. PayPal is my email, wrandyshort@gmail, or cash at me, Dr. Randy Short. It's a blessing. What I do is
buy books. And, you know, a lot of the times, this is the one thing I really hate about this corona. With this social distancing and with everything closed, you can't get access to the journals at the libraries, all those places where you could do research to bring more information. You can't go in. This is where someone can say this virus can jump 7 or 8 feet. If I don't have a bunch of scientific stuff in my house, I don't have a source of information to defend myself, to get where I'm coming from.
Somebody, you must have read my Gmail, because somebody just wrote, correct, social distancing is keeping people from talking and sharing information. So right. You are right on.
You can't go to the library. You can't get to the books. You can't get to the periodicals.
It's all shut down.
If you don't have a subscription as a doctor or a research person, you can't get the information on the, what is this thing? Forgive me. It's called, what do we call it? Gain functionality?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting that information, it's not available just openly on the internet.
Okay.
You're limited to the mainstream media or the people who would let you see that. So they've also blocked, by shutting all these places,
yes,
they blocked people who could do research that could counter them, because you can't access the information. Basically, they get to tell their lie 24/7 in the mainstream media and everywhere else.
Yeah.
And a couple of people are able to force out what little truth they know.
Yeah, Hollywood and all. That information from the Ohio Doctors Association, I just got this in, was from, information came from a doctor in Cleveland, Ohio. Doctor came from Cleveland, Ohio. Didn't give the doctor's name, but it says it's on a daily update, doctor from Ohio, from the CDC. CDC. What is that? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
And I want to challenge anybody. There are two films on Amazon Prime, if you've got it. One is called The Origin of AIDS. The Origin of AIDS. The other is called The Band Played On.
Yeah, I've seen that one now. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, if you saw The Band That Played On, the gentleman that Alan Alda played, which is Gallo.
Yeah.
When you see how Gallo got all the hookup, he got that through Fauci.
What?
Fauci is the person that helped cover for Gallo's research.
Wait a minute, Dr. Gallo? Dr. Robert Gallo?
Dr. Gallo is the fraud that Fauci basically covered for him. Remember, if you saw the film The Band Played On, they didn't have any money at the CDC to do any research. AIDS was a big cash cow.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
AIDS, now they're saying that they're going to have treatment for it, which means they're not going to have the money that they have anymore because the terror of AIDS is gone. So now they've got corona, the new thing, the new boogeyman to be afraid of.
And they killed Dr. Sebi, okay?
Yeah. No, Dr. Sebi.
Sebi.
I was working with Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi had two additional partners before he went to Honduras.
Okay.
Me and a brother by the name of Sekele Sishibe. And by the way, I just have to tell you, Brother Bobby, I told my partner, Sekele, I don't think we'll ever see him again. He shouldn't go on the trip before he left.
Dr. Sebi.
Yes, because they wanted to do some stuff more in the D.C. area with some other people. And I told my friend, I don't think we'll see him again. I don't think he'll come back. And he got killed down there.
Okay.
Yes.
All righty.
Yes.
Man, we got so much to go, but not enough show because they're giving me this signal. Dr. Short, thank you to all of my callers, even the brother in New Orleans. Don't be a stranger to all of my callers. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Dr. Short.
got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.